You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and you want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the game.
Happy fart day, Eric.
No!
It's not his fart day. It's fart days on August.
Well, this is fake fart.
Oh, you fake farter.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to...
Fart day!
No, stop it!
You're just a whoopee cushion.
Going home.
Fake fart.
Welcome to Ragnarok.
Yay.
We're playing a game today.
We always play games.
But now this is a different game. It's not a role-playing game. We're trying out playing a board game.
We're kind of role-playing. I mean, there's a character, and we got to do something.
Yes, I guess technically that's right.
There's a character, and we got to do something. That's the definition of role-playing right there.
Yeah.
Let's introduce ourselves, because I'm Eric.
I'm Ryan, and I'm going to be playing Scheherazade.
Oh, I forgot. I'm playing Ma'aruf, who's a shoemaker of some manner.
I am Alex, and I am playing Aladdin.
I'm Iron, I'm Alibaba.
I am Paul, and I am playing Sinbad, a very cherished, treasured actor of our time.
Hell of a stand-up comic.
Yeah, the game we're playing today is Tales of the Arabian Nights. Now, I figured this might be a good game to try this with, because the visual aspect isn't really that important. This is a game of storytelling.
Sorry.
In everyone's turns, we're going to be going around the board, which you don't really have to see. It's not that important.
Use your imagination.
It's a board of wonders.
And,
imagination.
We're going to be reading from the from books and having stories told. Like stories.
Like Aladdin.
It's good to tell stories.
And
I'd also going to apologize in advance, everyone, because Ryan put the microphone right in front of me. And I am of a higher volume than most.
So, what about me?
I'm sorry, listeners.
Ooh, sexy.
Yeah. That was very sultry.
Whisper some sweet nothings to the listeners right now.
Wish Eric a happy fart day.
No! It is my birthday today. Hooray.
No, it's
for
your
me.
Fart day.
What we're going to be doing, the way this game works, each turn, our characters move around the board, and we go on encounters, which will be read by the players to our left and right. So, it's...
Don't explain the rules to them.
Oh. Why?
They hate rules.
It's useless to them.
But they could get the game and see if they like it.
They could just listen to us play it and see if they like
Omega it. Omega hates rules.
Yes.
You never...
We do not have any rules lawyers listening, Eric. So
all right.
Don't worry about it.
Well, enjoy the experience.
should we read our quests?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right.
Start with Ryan, because Ryan's cool.
All right, so as Scheherazade, I have a quest called The Gourmet. The surest sign of the mercy of the All-Merciful is the great abundance of novel tastes awaiting the true aficionado. Your resolve to travel the world sampling the flavors of far... to travel the world sampling the flavors of far-flung lands. Have another player place your 3 quest markers, one in each in India, Europa, and Arabia.
This has already been done.
When you have an encounter in the space marked with a quest marker, regardless of the outcome, remove the marker. When you claim all 3 markers, you have indeed had the best the world has to offer. So I need to go to 3 different cities and eat things.
Ryan wants to eat the very best that no one ever has.
It's like a Pokemon of food.
To beat them is his real test. All right, as Aladdin, I am seeking love.
Trip Jasmine.
Your nighttime dreams of a woman beyond beauty are now invading your waking thoughts. But you have never seen her, nor has anyone you tell of her even heard of such a beauty. Finally, in a new dream, you gain a vision of her palace. She rules a land far from Baghdad. Why are you tortured with such incomplete knowledge of the one person you know to be your fated love? And then there's a bunch of boring rules that I have to roll dice for, but that's just a bit. I have to wander until I find my heart's desire.
I'm Alibaba. And this is my quest, but it's not. The quest isn't just for Alibaba. This currently, this is Alibaba's quest. But if you play the game and you're Alibaba, this may not be your voice.
Mm-hmm. I thought we were going to explain.
I just want to make it clear to the listeners.
Because people are going to be like, Alibaba, he's king of thieves. Why is he doing this quest?
Well, alright, so my quest as Alibaba, but not just for Alibaba, is exiled. A short time in the past, you rightfully shamed the vizier in public. His name was Jafar, and he was an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
And he has not forgotten.
He holds grudge.
Your neighbor, the fat woman with all the young chicks, awakens you, screaming at you to flee. The vizier's unit guards, he calls you Unsullied, are coming to arrest you for a heinous crime, he says.
Also a bird with the voice of Gilbert Gottfried.
His urgency pierces your veil of sleep and you run away. And I gotta run away from Baghdad and try to clear my name.
Well, Sinbad has a quest to seek knowledge. His father is a wealthy business owner, but believes that it's better for Sinbad to forge his own way and seek knowledge and go to different cities and learn things, and his father will be happy.
Or horribly disappointed.
Probably that. With a lot of student loan debt.
As Ma'aruf, my quest is a dream of riches. You are awakened after a strange dream in which you are told to go to a faraway city where you will find a great treasure. Roll a die to figure out what city it is. I'm going to the city of Xyla, not that anyone cares. Once you complete encountering that city, you meet a long-lost relative who tells you of the riches your dead father used to have, and you had never known about. That night, the dream comes again, telling you to return to your home in Baghdad. So I have to go to this place, have a dream, and go home. I have a very difficult quest.
I'd be wary of that treasure because it may have come through from a prince in an email.
Especially because the place you have to go is three spaces from the starting place.
Yeah.
Oh. No, it isn't three. It's like, that's four, sir. Oh, no, there's three.
One, two, three.
There's different paths. I was looking at the four. It is also three.
Shut up. Take your turn.
Yeah, you have a terrible wife, though.
All right, well, apparently he's been elected to Igo.
He's married to the dung. Mm. I'm not making that up. That's in the story of Ma'aruf.
We looked it up.
But we had no idea who Ma'aruf is.
So, before we start, how do the skills come in?
When we read the passages in the book, some of them will have skills tied to them.
Okay.
If there is, the reader will inform the player that the skill is there, and the player can choose whether or not they use it.
I'm sorry I'm not cultured. I read all 1,000 fucking tales that guy wrote. God.
Well, Ryan.
Yeah, and it's a girl.
I'm sorry I'm not cultured. As I said, I began with, I'm sorry I'm not cultured. God, I don't see gender. You know that.
You don't see color either.
I don't.
Not in a racial way, just in a very, you know.
Literal.
Yeah.
So I'm just generally offensive, not, you know.
You know, you not being able to see gender makes going to the bar with you make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
All right, so, Eric.
All right, well, I'm going to start my turn. I'm going to move my spaces, except instead of Ryan's piece, I'm going to use my own. 1, 2, 3, and now I've landed in my space that I'm going to. That was a very difficult journey. I'm going to draw my encounter card, and it says to go to list number 97, Ryan.
All right.
Now, this is the part where I roll a die. I rolled a 3. The space says 2, so added together, that makes 5.
97.
Oh, that's some pretty complicated math there.
Thank you. I've been learning. I spent all day on it.
So, Matrix D. And 5 is foolish.
So, this is a foolish thief I'm encountering. It says to go to Matrix D, which gives me a list of different things I could react to the foolish thief with. Out of these, I will choose abduct, because that sounds funny.
You're going to abduct the foolish thief.
That's right.
All right.
Which is 290.
All right, 290. But I have to roll the white die to see if it's... Yeah, thank you. It says to add 1 to that, so it's 291. Now we get into the story instead of just talking about spaces.
All right.
Space.
You lure the other to a remote place There are none to hear his shouts for aid. No skill. Or do you have bargaining and evaluation?
I do not have bargaining and evaluation.
All right. No skill. Roll two dice, adding one for storytelling.
I don't have storytelling. So rolling two dice gets me an 8.
8 plus. Your ransom demands are reasonable, and the relatives pay with alacrity, happy to have their loved one returned. You get Destiny 1, wealth plus 1.
Yeah.
To a max of respectable.
All right, so now my wealth has gone up. Can someone move my destiny?
Which one are you?
White.
So you took a thief hostage.
Right.
And ransomed him to his family.
That's right.
Wow.
I'm a shoemaker.
Good for you.
A terrible life.
And now that I've completed my quest on that space?
No, you have to have a dream.
Oh, I had a dream about doing that again.
Oh, okay.
And now I have to complete my quest, I have to return to Baghdad.
He's the Martin Luther King Jr. of Arabian Tales.
All right, so now we're going to pass those two books around. We've already passed. Now it's Ryan's turn.
All right. I'm going to go...
Oh, my God.
This was here?
On Muscat.
Muscat. Okay. I'm going to go... How does that connect?
All to three spaces.
Through the water.
All right, so I'll go 1, 2, 3.
All right, so you draw your encounter card.
Okay.
Nice.
And that is a city space, so 56, and I add this.
56, and then you roll a die and add that to the die roll.
Okay. 2.
So what was on the space?
2, so 50, 60.
No, still 56, but the you get a separate number off the list based on your die roll.
Oh, so 4.
All right, so
56 and 4.
House fire. F.
How will you react to the house fire?
The house
drink fire. It. Drink the house fire.
You should.
Drink the house fire.
Travel.
Drink the fire.
Drink it. Drink it. Drink it. Drink it.
You know what? I will pray.
Oh. Boo.
Right, you're praying to the house fire.
Well,
so that's number 680. Now you're going to roll that white die and see if you add or subtract.
Nope.
Neither.
Right, so you're straight on 680.
Alrighty.
Still thought you should have drank it, but it's just me.
All right. The fire is roaring, the flames reaching for the sky. There is no man on earth who could save those within. You beg Allah to spare the lives trapped inside. Suddenly the sky darkens and a great thundercloud appears. In seconds, a drenching rain is falling and the fire is quenched, and those within are saved.
Thank Allah.
You get 2 destiny, 1 story, and piety.
Okay.
Piety is an ability, so
I get a story.
Story.
Can we just see what would have happened if he dragged the fire? I really want to know.
No, it's piety right here.
Yeah, it's a skill. Skills are over here, Eric.
Cool.
What happens if you drink the fire, Eric?
What else do you need?
Drink the fire, that is... Wait, house fire?
What else has he got?
That is paragraph...
Just 2 story, 1 destiny.
2165.
Oh, wait, was that 2 destiny, 1
story? 2 destiny, 1 story, yeah.
Okay, so...
2 destiny, 1 story.
Oh, 2 destiny, yeah.
Here's a storytelling.
Don't shortchange me, Paul.
What would have happened?
Here he goes.
This is what could have happened.
This could.
Parched from your travels and oblivious to the chaos around you, you pick up one of the buckets of water being used to quell the blaze and drink heavily. Fortunately for you, you are unnoticed by the crowd, or they may have ridiculed your selfish behavior. Unfortunately, however, the water was not safe to drink. So you would have still gotten 2 destiny, 1 story, but you would have been diseased.
Oh.
It's not as exciting as trying to drink the fire.
All right, so we'll pass these books around.
All right.
So I was thinking about this love story. It could also be a love story of James Franco and an underage Scottish girl. He wanted to fuck a underage Scottish girl.
Ah,
this isn't alleged, so we don't have to say allegedly.
It wasn't allegedly. There's.
Oh, good, an ifrit.
It's actual story.
So what happens with this? I add a number to it.
You roll the die,
plus that
1.
you're always going to use the number that's on the card, but this is the die that you roll added to the number on your space.
Is the number on my
list. Okay, so it's
119.
No, it's a number on your list.
Oh.
So it's 116.
No, it's Meyer's list.
Oh, Meyer has a book, yeah. So list 116, number 3, right?
Go ahead, page.
Right.
Oh. All right. Wait.
No, it's see, not
you
page.
See the, you yeah, see how yeah. the lists are numbered?
Yeah, yeah,
go to
yeah.
list 116.
I got it. Help me, Crawl Kill.
While you're getting up, can you get me a drinky rock?
No. Okay.
Thank you.
116, Matrix M.
And it's number 3.
It's a nice tea, I guess.
Beautiful.
Matrix M?
It's a beautiful...
Sweet tea or
Matrix M, yeah. Beautiful. Mm. And 3, right?
What was on the card?
It's a beautiful Ifrit.
Oh.
Okay, so now you pick which...
I am going to aid the beautiful Ifrits.
Okay, Meyer, you're looking for story 21,
yes,
2415.
Right. No.
2415.
But Alex, roll the white die to see if it's modified.
Yeah.
2415.
This is a good song. I like it.
Thank you.
No stance.
It gives a listener something so there's not nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm good at making dumb songs like that.
That wasn't dumb, it was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I got all my song making from Adventure Time.
The lyrics were inspired.
Thank you. In the middle of nowhere, a being of great beauty appears to you before you. She says she needs your help and points to a small entrance in a cluster of stones. You are sure these rocks were not present seconds ago, and you suspect some mischief. You're a male, right?
Yes.
So, oh, wait.
Things.
Do I read the male mandatory?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
You agree to aid on one condition, that you delay no more than an hour as you have pressing business. Once inside her home... Not inside her. Maybe you're inside of her in her home.
Well,
we're getting there.
Be advised, it is in fact
is
a beautiful Ifrit.
Mm-hmm.
So being inside a fiery Ifrit, not so much a good idea.
Yeah.
How do you know?
You'll get burns on your dick.
Worth it.
So once inside her home, she stands revealed as a beautiful Ifrit. She has watched you for many months and has fallen in love with you.
Oh.
The next hour is spent in bliss. Because you're in her. You,
told you.
Your poor wishes Jasmine. Are all coming true.
Emphasis on the word coming.
I get it.
I don't.
What?
I was like if you're going somewhere.
Oh, okay.
Except
keep reading. Going.
When exactly 1 hour has passed, she points to her door.
Yep, time to go.
You say you can stay longer, but she has honored her word. Nothing you say changes her mind, and you leave. Though your heart remains behind. You get one destiny, one story, and you get seduction.
The skill seduction?
The skill seduction, yep.
Sweet.
You're ready, Cus?
Yes.
All right.
That'll help me when I go meet the love of my life, who totally doesn't know about that hour I spent with the Ifrit.
Why is your penis all scarred and burned like that?
It's just like that, baby. It's ribbed for your
my
pleasure
love is
with
red
my
hot.
Scar tissue.
I got to get the hell out of here. Fuck Baghdad.
I have to roll a die.
Oh, okay.
Oh no, it's only if I'm on space. Never mind. If I'm on space 4 or higher.
Alright, where do I want to go? I don't know. I'm gonna go to Asia. How many do I move? 3?
3 spaces.
1. 2. And I'll go to, yeah. I'm gonna go to Shiraz.
Some wine?
That sounds good.
Kidding.
Okay, so here's your encounter card.
Encounter, yeah. Shiraz. Uh-oh. You get... Kiev. Oh. The palace of 100 closets.
Now the space you're on.
What? No.
It's a city space, so.
Yeah. What does that mean?
There's different types of space.
Oh, N. It just says a big N.
Oh, so you're actually encountering the actual palace of 1,000 closets. Okay.
That's it, right? N?
So now, first we go to Alex.
Oh,
if it's an N.
God.
All right.
You got a reaction matrix N.
Palace of 1,000 closets.
And Meyer, you choose a reaction from matrix N.
No, you can't drink it.
You can avoid, pray, attack, bargain, examine, enter, seek aid, or aid.
You should attack it. The entire castle.
I'm going to... Well, I have weapon use, but...
Wait, do you have two of the same?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, so draw a different one. You should draw three different ones.
Okay. I don't listen to instructions.
Fair enough.
Okay. Seduction, all right. You know, well, I have weapon use, so might as well. I'm going to... Well, I'm a good man. I have weapon use.
You might as well put that weapon to good use.
All right, I'm attacking.
All right, so roll the white die.
Nothing.
1780.
1780.
I'm a good man who does not like closets.
Everyone has their limits.
I fucking hate 100. And 100 closets, that's a travesty.
1,000
closets.
1,000
closets.
No, oh, 100. 100.
Oh, it is 100.
It's only 100. I know letters.
1,000 closets is just crazy.
100 closets is much more reasonable.
Do you have acting in disguise?
No.
No skill.
Well, oh, it starts with a skill?
Well, it says no skill or acting in disguise.
Oh, but you read the first paragraph first.
Okay. Something about your host sets you on edge. He's perfectly polite and pleasant, but you cannot shake this feeling that he is hiding something.
And he keeps mentioning the fact that he has 100 closets.
I have 100 closets and 99 bodies.
Seriously, fucking count them. There's 100 of them if you don't believe me.
I believe you, Jesus.
Can you pass me a sweet tea?
That night, you decide to explore his 100-room palace.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, you reach the final door.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, it's a 100-room palace and there's 100 closets? The only rooms in there are closets?
Or there's closets in the room.
They're very big closets.
They're walk-in closets.
Really, they're just bedrooms lined with coat racks.
So, with no skill, throwing open the door, you discover your host in the middle of a blasphemous Magian ritual.
You bastard.
Oh, God.
Oh.
You draw your knife and rush forward, but he turns his evil gaze upon
you. That's not good at all.
In a trice, you feel your soul shudder.
I don't like this.
Within your body, as you lose control of your own actions.
Oh, God.
You gain ensorcelled.
I don't like ensorcelled.
Ensorcelled is a status that you could gain.
Well,
ensorcelled, let's hear what it does.
This is terrible. Ensorcelled, you have been put under a spell. Your feet seem to betray your wishes as you find yourself traveling at another's whim. Ugh. Effect, each turn another player of your choice decides where you move. God damn it.
Does anyone want a beer?
I'll take one.
I'm good.
I will take one.
That sucks.
Meyer?
Yeah, I'm almost done.
It's funny, because there's a status to do that, there's a status to have other players choose your dice rolls, and there's a status to have other players choose how you react. So basically, you could possibly end up just never playing your own turn.
Great.
All right, Paul.
Sounds like a fun game.
Maybe that's just how Alibaba works, man.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Everything is super far away from me. Let me see. Well, it goes go 1, 2, 3.
All right. And you draw your encounter card. I'll take that encounter card that was used last turn.
Fuck you, closets. I like Alibaba.
A lion.
All right. What kind of space are you on?
That space.
That's a city, right?
I believe so.
So that bottom middle one.
Rome. So 51.
All right. And now you roll the die.
I'm rolling that beautiful bean footage. It's a 6.
Plus
whatever is on
there. Plus 2 is 8.
So 8 on 51, you said?
Correctamundo.
Alright, 8. It's a trapped efreet. Reaction matrix M.
So you can grovel, aid, avoid, bargain, attack, or trick.
M. Got it. What is it? Trapped?
Yes. I am going to try trick.
You're going to trick the efreet.
The trapped efreet.
Actually, wait, no, hold on. I've got bargaining and evaluation.
No, the lion.
I will try bargain.
The lion on the card only applies if you get the space that says N. Otherwise, it's just that. So you're bargaining with the trapped efreet?
I am bargaining with the trapped efreet.
Roll your dice.
Roll the white die.
There's no change.
390.
390?
Yep.
All right. What happens when Paul tries to bargain with a trapped freak?
Let me the fuck out.
The other is trapped in a magical cage. Free me, he cries. Anything you desire is yours if you only free me. A simple gesture on your part will free the other, but you wonder if he will keep his word. You can pass by or do as you have been asked. It's your choice.
I will help.
Okay. Roll two dice, adding one for bargaining and evaluation, and three for magic. Do you have either one of those?
I have bargaining and evaluation.
All right, so roll two dice and add one to it.
11.
That altogether adds to 11. 11 plus. Once he is free, he keeps his word and bestows upon you wonderful gifts. You gain destiny plus three. Story plus one.
What color are you, Paul?
I am blue.
Blue? Okay, story plus one.
Wealth plus one to a max of princely.
Damn.
You may lose one status of your choice, but you don't have any status. Oh, this is ridiculous. You get a treasure.
Wait, Paul, he also gets plus one encounter die roll.
Oh, that's from now on.
Oh, okay. All
right, so what treasure did you get?
I got an eagle sensor.
And he's getting everything. Son of a
On any
bitch.
Turn, you may have an encounter with an Ifrit 94 or Ifrit 116 on Reaction Matrix M. However, another player chooses what type adjective you meet. After the encounter, roll one die. On a 5 or 6, the sensor is lost.
All right, and finally, you gain the opportunity to enter any place of power. So choose any place of power on the board, place your destination marker on it, and you can enter that if you get to it.
Piss Alex off. Go to the Cave of Wonders.
All right, so now you have the opportunity to get to the Cave of Wonders. Next time you get over there, you may enter it as if it's normal space.
All right.
Okay, I'll take this card back.
And now we're passing the books on. Of a bitch.
Right. You got the ridiculous one in the first turn.
Wow.
Yeah, luck.
Paul got lucky on a die roll. I never would have suspected such a thing could happen.
Our buddy Paul is very lucky.
Now, do you have to move three spaces?
They give you two spaces, two...
Right, but let's say I just wanted to go two spaces. Can I do that?
Oh, yeah, you could stop, yeah.
So, no, you do not have to move three spaces.
Oh, so the opposite of what I said? All right, cool.
That's not what you were saying.
I know, the opposite of what I said.
It's fine.
It's no, right.
It's just fake fart day.
Be nice to Eric on his fart day.
Oh!
You want us to be mean to you on your fart day?
Shut up! Alright, so now it's my turn. I'm going to go back to Baghdad so I can get an encounter there and complete my quest. Alright, the number for the encounter is 36.
36.
I'm going to roll a die. And the first number one on 36. Baghdad doesn't have a number on it.
Okay. You encounter a destitute hag.
Ooh.
Reaction Matrix C.
Reaction Matrix C. A destitute hag.
So you can beat, enrich, rob, avoid, question, attack, follow, or hire her.
I'm going to enrich her.
Okay. So, Paul?
204.
204.
And it's unmodified.
Paul? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
All right. Hold on. 204. The unfortunate other accepts your aid and thanks you. Do you have luck or appearance?
I have luck.
Okay.
Oh, and if you could, I could choose whether or not I want to
use
it.
Do you want to use it?
I will use it. Because
okay.
Sometimes bad things happen if you use them, but not.
The fortunes of the other you aided improve dramatically, and you are remembered as the one who was generous in a time of need. Truly do the blessings of the Most High visit those who are kind to the needy. You get Destiny 2, Wealth plus 1 to a max of Respectable, and you gain the status Blessed.
Oh, I'm on Respectable. Okay, so I gain the status Blessed.
Or is it a skill?
You know, no, it's a status.
I was right to attack it, but it just didn't end well.
No.
Alright, so whenever you roll the die or dice for any reason, you may choose what number to use. You may, if you wish, examine the Book of Tales before choosing a number. But I lose the die if I roll... After I choose a number, I roll the die or dice to see if I lose the status. If the number I roll is more than 1 point from the number I called, I lose the status.
Okay.
All right, and now that I've completed a quest in my town, I've completed an encounter in Baghdad,
right.
I complete my quest. which gets me Destiny plus one.
And you win the game, and that's it. Right?
Story plus one.
Well, I hope you enjoy.
So what does this
episode
mean when you have, like, plus one? So you have to remember to add another one to your encounter die roll?
Yes. Ugh. I gain wealth plus three to a max of rich. And I get a treasure. I got colored fish. This treasure can be returned to the deck to turn the fish into grateful people who give you the vizier status. Alternately, the fish may be returned to the deck for an opportunity to enter the Lake of Colors.
Don't be the vizier. You're coming after me with your unsullied.
I think I want to go to the lake. Oh, I draw a new quest.
I become a vizier when I complete my quest.
Yeah, when you complete a quest, you draw a new quest. All right.
Okay. Ding.
Seek treasure. You've heard of a fabulous treasure in a foreign land, so you decide to make a name for yourself and find it. Upon finding a treasure outside of Arabia, you are most happy. However, you know that the Caliph would really love this treasure for his collection. If you return it to Baghdad, you will receive an even greater reward. So basically, the next time I get a treasure, I get a little bonus, and then I can return it to Baghdad if I want for a better bonus.
Now, it said you're going to make a name for yourself. What name are you going to make for yourself?
Not Ma'aruf, I don't like the name. I'm going to go with Aaron. Alright, Ryan.
Hang on a second.
No.
Too late.
Damn it, it was a second.
Alright. Alright. So, I have to go up to Kiev, and I have to go over there. So, I will go 1, 2, 3. And be here. I got my. Okay, hang on a sec.
Thank you.
All right. So that's 13. Is my number in the Book of Tales?
There's no number on.
There's
the space.
No number on the space.
All right, so you roll one die.
Roll a die.
Grinsali.
2.
13. A runaway slave. D.
Okay.
Runaway train.
So I can punish,
you can buy him.
Aid, rob, question, attack, abduct, buy, or hire.
What will he? Pause now and guess right.
I guess I'll aid him. Why not?
All right, so you're going to aid the runaway...
Wait. Before you read that, I'm going to remind you, you can buy the slave.
Yeah, but he ran away. Why would I want to buy a runaway slave?
All right, so roll your die, the white die.
It's defective merchandise.
No. All
right, so it's 312.
312. My father has hidden me away to avoid the evil eye of a cruel sorcerer who has decreed my death, explains the other. You can best aid me by leaving me alone. Do you have beguiling or fated?
No.
All right, no skill. Heeding his request, you go on your way, though not before tarrying a while to bring him cheer. One destiny.
Okay.
All right.
Bump me up. I'm green.
You get plus one on your things.
Yep, so once you get that, just remember that when you roll the die to see what you get on the list, you add a plus one to it.
Alright, so I am just going 1, 2. So I draw an encounter.
Here's your encounter card, sir.
A barber! No, it's 21.
21.
Number 8.
21-8, Mighty Enchantress 0.
I think that's O.
A Mighty Enchantress.
You can grovel, aid, avoid, bargain, attack, trick, or hire.
I'm going to bargain.
Bargain with a Mighty Enchantress.
Nope.
280.
Cool.
I have bargaining as a skill.
280.
Do you have bargaining?
Yes.
You
die. 280. Got the 280. Talk! The other cries out, "You wish to talk? I'll have your tongue!" And he leaps towards you. You were easy defeated, beaten to a pulp, and left for dead.
Well.
You get 2 destiny and become crippled.
just a little bit of a difference between your turn and my previous turn.
Well,
you wish to speak? I'll kill you. Right, so his status crippled.
No, I cannot use my seduction. But I do have to make a roll to see if I find the love of my life. So where did that die go?
Yeah, that's fucking ableist. Cripples can't use seduction. Also, saying the word
eight.
Cripples is kind of ableist.
All right, so I must move to a new location my next turn, and I can move one less space because I am crippled.
But I think with crippled, your story points that you earn from there on...
Oh, I earned double all story point awards.
That's pretty good.
Well, there you go.
Because now it's a tale of a guy fighting against the odds.
Will G.R. Aladdin.
And I'm being controlled.
Hey, right. It's a magic carpet.
It's a little harder to leap from rooftop to rooftop when this leg doesn't work. All right, so Meyer's character is ensorcelled, so he chooses another player to choose where he goes.
Eric will do it this
turn. All right.
Turn.
Which player are you?
I'm Alibaba.
Alibaba, where are you? We're here. All right. You're going to... Zarandi.
Zarandi. I love that place.
It's a good city.
Here's your encounter.
My favorite place. All right. What is it?
A thing.
Well... What do I...
City.
I got nothing.
No, the first number that is yours.
First number, 86.
And what's the person on the card?
A hag.
So 86.
And roll a die.
Oh yeah, roll a die.
86 hag.
Here runs 86 hags. The regular dice.
Oh, wow.
Two.
Plus two, so it's four.
Yep, so number four on 86.
Four.
That's you, Paul.
86.
Number 86.
Four on 86. 86.
Impudent. Matrix T.
An impudent hag.
Matrix D, you said?
No, J, rather.
J?
J.
I was going to say, there's no T.
Well, it looks like a T.
Okay.
It does look kind of T-ish.
So, Meyer, you can pray, study,
yes.
Capture.
Wait, what did you say? Impudent?
Wait, I lie. Disregard. C.
C.
C. Okay.
Well, this is going well.
Read
so.
All the letters.
Okay, so you can beat, enrich, rob, avoid, question, attack, follow, or hire her. You can hire her if you like the cut of her impudent jib.
I will... I will enrich her. She is a hag. If I enrich her, maybe she'll be not.
Alright, roll the white die.
Okay. Plus.
200.
Alright, so paragraph 200.
Alright, the other asks your aid in arranging an audience for him with one of your friends, a very influential merchant of a nearby city.
Yeah.
Do you have acting in disguise?
No.
No skill. You do so willingly. The other turns out to be a false swindler who dupes and cheats the merchant.
Thank you.
And you are blamed for your poor judgment.
Good. Yeah, yeah.
You gain scorned.
That's great.
So you're ensorcelled and scorned.
Yeah, that's good. That's great.
Meyer's having a great life.
Scorned.
This is good stuff.
So what happens?
Scorned. You have done something very fool, some very foolish thing, or have been made a fool by another. Effect: any destiny points awarded after receiving this status is changed to story point awards. You may receive no wealth levels or skills.
But there's a way to get rid of it, right?
Oh yeah. To lose.
Yeah, if you to lose that status.
You may trade this status for on pilgrimage status at the castle one destiny point. If you have no destiny points, you immediately trade this for on pro. So I can also
you get lose a destiny and then you.
So to lose in Sorcel, at the end of your turn, you and one player may move your piece. Roll piece. You and the player who moved your piece roll one dice each. If you roll higher than. Higher, you lose a status, and if it's equal or less, then I remain in Sorcel.
Right, so I'll roll one die.
Cut! Three. That's the highest. One! Right. I'm not! Got it! I'm only in sport.
Meyer is no longer ensorcelled.
All right.
He is desorcelled.
He is desorcelled.
It's still a terrible life, though.
At least you're not a cripple.
Yeah. We're sorry to any crippled listeners out there.
I just...
I'm one of them. The card says so.
Oh, okay.
I just picture Meyer, like, coming back to his wits, and everybody's just like, you're an idiot!
Damn it!
What the hell?
I'm not crippled. I'm adventuring challenged.
1, 2, 3. And it's... Vaults 2.
Alright, so, your paragraph, according to your card, your paragraph number 59.
That's you, Eric.
That's you.
But he has to roll the die first.
You know, does it point you immediately?
4.
Plus what's on his face?
Dose.
So, 50.
And do you have a high enough?
So, 6.
Oh, yeah, I get,
7.
Plus 1.
Alright, so it's number 59 and 7. Alright. You're encountering dark creatures, Jay.
Oh, jeez. Creatures.
So you can pray, study, capture, attack, follow, aid, seek aid, or hide.
Me being me, capture.
All right. They're Pokemans.
They're dark Pokemans.
Dark and capture.
He's going after a ghastly.
All right, so roll the white die.
So it's dark and capture?
Yep. All
right. Minus. That sounds not good.
24, 32.
Mm. 24, 32. Should be right.
24, 32. 24, 32.
Where do you come up with these lyrics, Meyer?
You're amazing. Just
seem to come off your tongue.
I got it from Randy Newman.
Oh, all right.
Two keys in dog. All right.
During a visit to a small lakeshore village, you discover that the fishermen are afraid to gather their catch. It seems some dark...
What's the catch?
It seems some dark and sinister creature.
Everyone, I'm just going to pause the mic for a second. When we come back, Paul's going to be dead. Just don't worry about it.
And don't testify against any of us in court.
Yeah. I just pause.
Shut up, Eric. You weren't supposed to talk about it.
Sorry. I'll just keep going on as strong as I can.
Way to ruin your fart day.
It seems some dark and sinister creature has made its home in the brackish waters. Do you have the skill seamanship?
No, but I am lucky.
Manship.
No skill. After many long days and sleepless nights, you finally glimpse the black form of a sinuous lake beast. It is clearly too big for you to handle, but you think it makes a compelling tale. You gain 1 story.
Fair enough. No horrible things ensue.
And then you die.
What?
That is just a side of
So I captured a quest token, because I did.
Yeah.
That's 1.
Oh, and since this was a town card, you keep that.
Keeping it.
Now, if you end this turn in the space of a town you have the card for, you could then roll 1 die and get a bonus.
Oh, fair enough.
Ryan, right, here's your book.
Right next to it.
Yeah.
All right, and I am going to... Oh, that's... I'm going to start heading towards... I'm going to trade in my colored fish real quick. For the ability to enter the Lake of Colors. So I put that treasure back.
Rainbow Lake.
All right, now, since I'm rich, I can move
Rainbow
4 spaces. Because rich people are faster, apparently.
No, you just have slaves to carry you.
That's
places.
Right. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Have you seen 300? Like, you have a cool
throw. Xerxes, yeah.
I encounter... Oh, list number 1.
All right.
Wow.
All right, so... 2... Plus 2 is 4, and another one over there is 5. So number 5 on list 1.
You encounter Mystic Fire, list F.
Alright.
Reaction Matrix F.
Drink it! Drink the fire! Drink the Mystic Fire!
I would, but I have some prior knowledge that that doesn't go well.
Oh, that's right! Damn it! What have I done?
I'm going to cry out to the Mystic Fire.
Alright.
Let me roll my white die.
Cry out...
It's blank, so cry out to the Mystic Fire.
That is 734.
734.
734.
Okay. Very nice, Meyer.
Even Ryan's phone claps.
Eric, a swirl of blue flames appears out of nowhere. At the sound of your terror-stricken cry, the cloud of fire forms into a small efreet. who apologizes profusely for frightening you. You have quick thinking.
I don't.
Okay, no skill. All you can do is stammer in terror. Shaking his head, Efreet dissolves into a cloud of blue flame and disappears. The sight of his body being consumed by flame is more than you can bear to watch. You get a story point, and you gain the condition insane.
Yay!
So Eric's walking. Ah, oh, sorry, bro.
I didn't mean to frighten you. I didn't mean to frighten you.
No, no, no. Seriously, I'm really sorry.
So the effect of this one, the effect of insane, another player will pick your reaction in an encounter.
Yeah.
Yay. So next time you see a fire, you're drinking it.
So each
you're
time
drinking
I encounter,
the fuck out of the next fire you encounter.
So wait, you gotta decide which one of us assholes do you trust to react for you.
Each time I have the encounter, I designate a different player. Which is right.
Each time he has an encounter, he picks a
but
different asshole.
I lose this status if I gain a skill from an encounter. Okay. All right. So now we go on to Ryan's turn.
All right. Let's see. One, two, three. I guess I'll end up in the same place as whoever this is.
Alibaba.
Oh, no, Meyer.
It's Alibaba.
All right.
So list number 68.
All right.
Oh, and Ryan, the card...
Oh, and I'm in that city, so...
Yeah, so at the end of the turn, as long as you're still in that city, you can trade that card in to roll the die.
Cool.
Give me a number.
At the end of the turn.
All right. 2 plus 4. Am I high enough that I get a bonus?
Yeah.
So 7.
A vengeful prince. Letter A.
Okay. I can grovel, aid, rob, avoid, converse, attack, court, abduct... or honor.
Well, we learned that talking doesn't really do anything good.
Yeah, be careful. These people don't like talking.
They don't like a lot of stuff.
He's vengeful, so I'm going
to
grovel. Why not?
All right, roll the white die.
Hang on.
No. 262.
Oh, 262.
I turned right to the page. All right. The prince is crazed and obviously obsessed with you. You find him pitiful in ways and repulsive in others. Oh. The prince has tried a disguise to trick you. Thinking the prince might have evil intentions, you try to avoid him. Do you have luck?
No.
All right, so, no skill. He sees you and jumps up in rage. Aha! He shouts. You are the one I have sought for many miles through hardship and injustice, prepared to yield your life for your crimes. You take advantage of the prince's long tirade to flee and disappear into the crowd. So he monologues too long and you run away. You get one destiny point.
All right,
so raise... Yes. Yeah, there we go.
All right.
You have one destiny, and now since you have the card for the city you're in, you could trade the card and roll one die.
Sure, why not? 5. So I get... I gain any skill.
Oh.
Do you get to pick, or just one at random?
He gets to pick. It's any skill, so he chooses.
Okay.
Could you level up one that he has?
It doesn't say to a talent level.
Mm, true.
So, hang on. I got quick thinking, magic, appearance, and piety. I guess I might as well take luck. Can you find luck?
You wouldn't need luck.
Because you want to be Paul.
You're a big Britney.
I have luck, too.
You're a big Britney Spears fan. That's a song, right? Lucky or something like that?
Sure. Yeah. It's a Daft Punk song.
Get Lucky.
Yeah.
I'm up all night to get lucky.
I actually can't find... Oh, there we go. Luck.
Luck. Thank you.
That was pretty lucky that you found luck.
It was.
All right, so Aladdin is going to hobble out of this random place of the desert. I'm going to go 1, 2, and end there. And I find... number 19. And it's number 5, 6.
19 and 6. Sad Gule.
It's a ghoul.
It's Robert Goulet.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah, high five.
Goulet and an eye.
A sad ghoul.
I can't keep my friends, I keep eating them and they run away. I am going to
question the sad ghoul.
Alright.
And
hey ghoul,
a minus.
Why are you so all sad?
Right. 10:25.
10:25.
This is gonna go poorly.
Hey, you hungry?
Yes.
Oh, I'm too alive for you to eat. I mean, I'm pretty slow, so I'm probably going to die out in this desert, but, like, don't go follow me or anything.
25. Here we go. You meet an unusual woman on the road and offer to accompany her. When she says... When she goes to obey a call of nature...
When she says, pray!
When she goes to obey a call of nature, quote-unquote, she tarries so long, you go after her. You find her speaking to her children. A flock of ghouls! She tells
them... Whoa, I didn't know you had kids! This changes everything!
She tells them to the fleshy feast she will bring. She tells them of the fleshy feast she will bring. Do you have wilderness lore or scholarship?
No.
Oh, you are cursed.
Are you?
That's it? It's just I'm cursed?
No, no, no. Are you cursed?
Oh, no.
All right. No skill.
Accursed.
Accursed. You make to leave unseen, but her voice seems to cast a spell upon you, and against your will, you return. Luckily, a passing troop of soldiers scares her and her brood away, but your mind is still caught up in her spell.
Uh-oh.
So you get one destiny, one source, and you're ensorcelled.
I'll put a spell on you.
Red.
And now you're mine.
All right, so, apparently, questioning, also not good.
We told you they don't like talking of any sort.
Great, so my movement is reduced and I can't even pick where I... Oh, wait, no, I still have to roll to see if I find my true love, though.
Actually, you did. That was
3, 7, no, damn it.
True love.
I need to get out.
Yeah.
He obviously said to blame.
That's right.
What?
This guy.
Oh, fuck!
You probably owe someone a debt.
I'm just gonna go here.
All right.
I have to go pee. Alex, I promise I'm not gonna go talk to my ghoul children about feeding you to them.
I don't believe you. Experience has proven to me that I shouldn't believe you.
I don't know what I'm... What am I looking for here? I got a rhinoceros. Right.
So you're
What's
on...
the color of the space... What does the space look like?
I don't
know.
This is a brown...
57.
A brown
57
space.
Rhinoceros.
Well, it's not actually a rhinoceros.
Hope not.
And then roll the die.
If it's a rhinoceros, I can just jump over it.
And roll that beautiful bean footage.
3 plus 4.
Plus 1, so 8.
Yeah. Mystic fire. F.
Mystic.
Are you sure this time?
Yes.
F.
Alright, so we saw what happened when I cried out to it.
Drink the fire. It's good for
you. It's alright. Oh. Oh, God. The mystic fire. F. I will... mystic.
Oh, then doesn't he also roll the...
He has to pick one first.
I can either pray, avoid, wait, cry out, drink, examine, travel, or hide. I will travel.
All right, so roll the die.
I'm gonna travel because I'm fucking hate this place. Negative.
21-91.
I have a terrible life.
And Eric has a terrible wife.
That's true.
21-91.
2-1-9-1.
Oh
snap! And you did.
Where are we pausing the audio again?
It's too late.
The scene before you is so marvelous that you cannot believe your eyes. You choose to go forward, even after all others turn away in fear of the flames.
I feel like the choices on here are not accurately reflected in the story.
D1 S1 piety.
Well, you gain this skill piety.
That's good.
What color? Oh, you're black?
Yes.
Alright, so your story goes up, your destiny goes up one. Alright, put your story.
This? You go to two.
And you look for the skill piety, and you gain it.
I get piety.
Yeah.
Things.
There you go, piety.
Thank you.
Lit. So, you can only use this once?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, you have to end the turn.
All destiny points awarded after receiving a chance of story port.
Oh. Alright, so take that destiny away, I'll give you another story.
I get two. If you have no story...
Oh, wait, did I get...
Wait a second, wait, I have no destiny points, so I immediately trade this for the on pilgrimage. To so lose, if...
I thought you had two destiny, no destiny?
I have no destiny, look at that.
No, it's
on the board.
Oh, fuck.
I got one story point last time?
I think so.
It was supposed to be two, because I'm crippled.
You may trade this...
What is that?
At the cost?
You get wealth plus one right now.
Woohoo!
You know, I'm going to trade it, fuck it.
So you're going down with destiny, you're going to take it on pilgrimage instead?
Yeah, I don't want scorned.
Alright, so let's hear what your on pilgrimage is.
Scorn sucks. On pilgrimage. To you, you have vowed to make a holy quest in order to gain knowledge and insight unto the ways of Allah. Yeah, sounds like me. Oh my god. Effect, you cannot win this game while on pilgrimage.
But you could lose it.
Yeah, to lose,
that's
I...
pretty early.
Place your destiny marker in any city not within three spaces of Mecca. You must enter and have at least one encounter in that city. Then you must go to Mecca and have at least one encounter there. After that encounter, your pilgrimage is complete and you will lose this status. If you successfully complete a pilgrimage, you gain two destiny points, a story point. You receive, I get piety at level one or one level higher than you have it now. And I don't forget to remove your destiny marker.
So if you want, you could just place it on the city you're standing next to. Because you're next to Samarkand, and that's plenty away from Mecca.
Okay. So, wait, destiny marker. Place a destiny marker in any city. There we go.
Alright. Paul.
I'm going to go to Kiev.
Alright, so first you'll do the encounter. If you end the encounter there, you could then trade in your Kiev card.
It's another thing. Yeah.
What number does it say?
49.
Okay, roll one die.
Six. Plus one.
And whatever the space is.
Plus two.
Is that plus one ends the plus two?
Total of nine.
Okay, I didn't know if you... Alright, so what's the number on the 49?
49.
Bloodthirsty Wizard. Oh.
Oh.
Don't bargain with him.
Or talk to him. Well, you can't talk to him.
What the hell?
So what matrix is
that? Oh.
Bargain.
Oh. Bargain to bargain with the bloodthirsty wizard.
Alright.
Alright, look, could I hire?
Is it?
It's, oh.
Is it Paul's turn?
Yeah.
Paul, you're the one with the matrix now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's
so,
the letter?
So what are you doing? Bloodthirsty O was what
it's,
are you doing?
It's O, Meyer.
Oh.
Bloodthirsty
bonus.
And he's bargaining. He's bargaining.
Bargaining.
Yeah, I'll bargain.
Roll your dice, right? The
two
dice.
White die.
Okay. Bargaining.
Get a plus.
Minus isn't bad, it's just
right.
Down the track.
Plus 282.
282?
282. That's what he got. 282.
Alright. The other listens intensely to your words while chewing abstractedly on his sleeve. Do you have quick thinking?
No.
Alright. When you finish, he raises his arms and cries, "Guards! Take this revolting worm away! The presumption of addressing me thus is a crime of enormous proportion! Now summon my viziers!" As you are led away to the dungeon, you see three dogs dressed in the finest robes being led in. Destiny 1 and imprisoned.
Okay.
Don't bargain.
Don't bargain with
Here's your imprisoned status.
Who are you, me with the terrible terms?
You may not move while imprisoned. Lose, lost if you have. You do not have normal encounters while imprisoned. Instead, you always encounter a jailer who brings you food and water. Use reaction matrix K to determine the nature of the jailer you encounter, roll a die, etc. To lose, the encounter with the jailer will either continue your imprisoned status or cause you to lose it. When your story point reaches 10 or more, you lose this status. If you become imprisoned with 10 or more story points, you must score one additional story point. Alternately, if you give a wealth level to a player in your space who has beguiling or stealth and stealing, you lose this status.
Oh, man.
Oh, and since you ended in Kiev, you could roll that one die to trade in your Kiev card. Alright, you got 4.
Get out of jail.
I gain 3 destiny. And I also get out of jail.
That just is.
So now you get +2 on encounter dice rolls.
Alright.
Yeah.
Right?
Alright.
Now I'm going to go into
the Lake of Colors.
The Lake of Colors. So it's 179.
Isn't it like a Lovecraft one of my colors? The color
out of space.
Out of space, yeah.
That's not good.
That's actually one of the few legitimately scary Lovecraft stories.
It's like on a farm or something.
Yeah.
If people start going
slowly. 179, The Lake of Colors. Long ago, you heard the story of a fisherman who freed an ifrit from a bottle and in reward was granted 4 brightly colored fish. The fisherman sold them to the sultan to be cooked for his supper. As the fish were placed in a pan, they began to speak, telling of a far-off city, cursed and doomed. You have come to a high mountain lake filled with huge fish of red, blue, yellow, and white. So many fish are there that the lake itself seems of many hues, and you stand on the shore of the lake, marveling. One of the fish breaks the surface and says in a clear voice, You are to be the one to save us. Before you can respond, the fish is gone beneath the surface of the Lake of Colors. Along the far shore of the lake stands a grand city like none you have ever before seen, and you go to it. The city is dark and forbidding. All the buildings are made of black basalt. From deep within one building, you hear anguished moans. From another, a woman crying.
Ooh.
You may choose one and then roll the destiny die using the chart below.
Choose one what?
You can either choice one. Investigate the sounds of moaning to see both what aid you can provide and what mysteries you can unravel.
It's mermaids.
You can investigate the sound of crying, but move with stealth and caution. Observe and listen. Or you can investigate, but stay away from the inhabitants. Try to riddle out the mystery without endangering yourself.
Or join in.
All right, well, since I'm insane, Meyer, which one am I doing?
What's my options again?
He can either investigate the moaning, investigate the crying, or just cut the
stealthily investigate the crying, or just avoid them altogether.
I would do number one.
He will investigate the crying.
Okay. So you roll the white die, Eric. Choice 2.
Blank.
Blank. 1347.
I feel like Eric's a nice person. If you heard it, he's like, oh no, crying. I need to help him out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, went too far.
Jerk.
He's the fart day boy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Happy fart day to you.
That's right, Ryan's fart day's coming up.
Yeah.
Old man.
Okay, 1347. You find a young prince whose lower half has been turned to stone.
Wasn't it a woman?
No, that was the moment I thought.
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe it's a princess then.
No.
Okay. He tells you that an evil enchantress holds him prisoner for wounding her lover. Suddenly, she is there, muttering. So that's the crying. She's crying. Do you have magic?
No.
Okay, no skill.
I'm sorry, Eric.
You make careful note of her words, but cannot stop her from transforming you.
No.
Oh.
You get 2 destiny, 2 story.
Oh,
and you are what color stone. Are you, Eric?
I am white. Sorry, Eric.
You gain magic.
Oh, that's cool.
And you also get beast form.
Oh, that's what pretty good.
Front door?
That's good.
Eric turns into an animal.
That's all right.
All right.
It can be worse.
Beast form. You cannot choose court on the reaction matrix. If you're ever forced to court, you immediately get the scorn status. You cannot gain or use the seduction or appearance skills while in beast form. To lose, if you give a wealth level to a player in your space who has magic, you lose the status. If you receive the status again while in beast form, nothing happens. You keep the status. Okay. All right.
So since we're adding flavor to this game, Eric, what kind of a beast are you?
I'm a reverse merman.
Oh, God.
The top half is a fish.
Oh, God.
That's terrifying.
Ugh.
And how are you breathing?
Right. Oh, and whenever you complete...
Great difficulty.
Whenever you complete something in a special area, you then are pushed back here. back to the space next to it.
All right. It could be worse, I guess.
And Eric, did you move your destiny and story up?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm sorry. Okay. I was a
it's all right. I'm a reverse mermaid right now.
Okay. I'm going to go one,
this is
two.
My what I've always wanted in life.
And this is...
And I also lose insane because I gained a skill from an encounter.
Oh, yeah.
You lost me my insane,
insane anymore, but you are an animal.
No. Half an animal.
Half an animal. Okay, so I'm in Herat, and that's where this is, so I get this no matter what.
As long as you end the encounter in that space, I think.
All right, so I'll leave it there.
Yeah, there's ways to be pushed out.
I'll push you out.
Oh, I need this thing.
So we're still in the morning?
We're not going to get...
87. List 87. And the number is... 2, 3, plus 4, 7.
Oh, and plus one over there.
Yeah,
also.
I did.
Okay.
87, 7. And imprisoned Matrix A.
So this imprisons what's on the card?
Looks like a prince.
An imprisoned prince.
Matrix A.
Password.
Imprisoned like Paul.
I guess I'll aid the imprisoned prince.
Alright, roll that white die.
Nope, blank.
189.
I'm wondering why I was getting tipsy on two beers. I realized I didn't eat dinner.
189.
That'll do it.
When you speak, the prince cries out, "Quickly! The key hangs there on the wall! Release me before my jailer returns!" Do you have luck? Or 100 keys?
I have luck now.
Do you want to use your luck?
Yes.
All right. That just says luck, comma, 100 keys.
Yeah, this is treasure.
The jailer's errand keeps him busy, and you get the right key on the first try. The prince rewards you handsomely for your assistance. So you get one destiny, one story, and plus one wealth to a maximum of rich.
All right. So I go up here.
Plus one wealth, so... Now you can move more.
I go up here.
And Eric moved your wealth.
And then I get this.
No.
All right.
And how does the movement work again? Because...
There's two numbers. One in a brown circle, one in a blue circle. The higher of those two is the max amount of space you can move. And the lower of the two is like brown is land and blue is sea. So if it's three land and two sea... Then you can move a max of three spaces, two of which can be water spaces.
Uh-huh.
All right, so since I'm ensorcelled, Ryan, you can pick where I move.
Wow.
All right.
But I'm crippled, so I move... I can only move three spaces.
Where are you?
I'm right there.
Okay.
A crippled wealthy guy? Are you Tyrion Lannister?
I'm going to send you to Tripoli. So you're going to go one...
You're going to hear a lot of Game of Thrones, because that's coming back this Sunday. And then you'll know, well, kind of.
It's a city. So it's number 43.
So the same night as WrestleMania.
Number 43. And 6, 8, 9.
43. Greedy Captain I.
Greedy?
Greedy Captain.
So you can honor, attack, avoid, aid, rob, follow, question, or pray.
Question him.
No.
Hey, Captain, why are you so greedy?
Give me some money, I'll tell you.
All right. I'll tell you, but first you have to dig.
I am going to aid the greedy captain.
Aid the greedy captain. Okay.
And no change.
Greedy. 1048.
I got a 1048.
I got a 1048.
1048.
1048.
Wicked, wicked 1048.
Paul with the remix.
Alright, here we go. The Captain Book Hat. That's his name.
Book Hat.
He has a book for a hat.
Book
Hat.
Ask
you for aid in liberating a passenger from his interesting baggage.
Ooh.
You enter the man's cabin. You enter a lot of stuff. Well, Book Hat keeps him occupied elsewhere. Do you have magic?
I do not.
When you touch the package, you are paralyzed by a cunning magical trap. When the passenger returns, he scornfully pushes you overboard. You're ensorcelled.
Yes, I already am!
Go to paragraph 315.
Oh.
So. Oh! Does this mean I'm doubled ensorcelled?
No.
Good.
315. Yes, going to 315.
I don't want
to
be double sorcelled.
Choose one player to choose where you go, and then another player to say if that person gets this right.
But I have to choose a player to choose a player to choose where I go.
You have gone overboard.
Yes,
roll,
I have.
Roll one dice, adding one each for semen and wilderness lore.
Five.
Go to paragraph 1587.
86. This is like a choose your own adventure where I can't actually choose my adventure. Yeah.
It's a be given your own adventure.
Take your own adventure and fucking like it.
That's right.
I'm not sure I like this book anymore. In other words, a novel. It just makes you turn the page back and forth a lot.
You drift thirsty, hungry, cold for many days.
Your body being pulled in different directions that have no control or bearing by you.
In time, your mind begins to wander. When you come to your senses, you are being taken aboard a ship full of grinning rogues.
Okay.
Well, surely you'll bring a fine ransom.
No, I won't. I'm an ensorcelled cripple. I really won't.
Maybe we could get a discount ransom for this guy.
Marked down for damages.
Wait, what? Determined wealth, poor or less? Are you that?
No, I'm rich. No, I'm whatever is...
All mandatory unless you are crippled, diseased, or insane.
I'm crippled!
So are you determined or wealth poor?
No, I'm respectable.
Okay. You're crippled. And
I am.
Are you insane and diseased?
I am not. I'm okay. Just crippled.
No skill then.
Damn it.
You have no choice but to arrange for payment.
So what does being crippled have to do with it?
Oh, I'll say it afterwards. I'll let you know what happens to you.
Do you want to play the crippled card?
Yes! It's the only thing it's good for. I have a literal crippled card. Yeah, I want to use it.
Guys, I'm disabled.
You have to be crippled, diseased, and insane.
Oh, I think all it's three? Just
one. No, all mandatory, it says.
All mandatory?
No, I think that paragraph is mandatory if you have mandatory. Any of those.
It says all mandatory, yeah.
Oh, it says all?
Yeah, all mandatory, yeah.
Huh. Wait, guys, I just want to...
It says all mandatory.
Are there rules? Can you look that up?
It says all in the mandatory.
I don't know where... Which...
No. Determined wealth, and you have to be determined, and
wealth poor,
or less. Those are all mandatory unless you are crippled, diseased, or insane.
But that means, I thought that meant like...
No. So that doesn't matter because I'm crippled.
I thought it meant like you need one of at least one of them if you're that.
No.
So we do the no skill.
Oh, okay.
No, so I do that one.
Oh, okay. I thought it was all mandatory.
Those are all mandatory unless you are crippled, diseased, or insane.
I thought it meant like...
No, that...
I thought it meant like if one of them, then you read
it. What will happen is that if it lists a skill... Or a status and says mandatory, it means if you have that skill or status, you have to do that paragraph.
Oh, okay. So it's no skill then. I apologize.
Thank you. God.
Sorry, I should have explained that better.
I understood it. God!
I'm sorry, it's been a very tiring journey for me.
Alright, so you have Destiny 1, Story 1, with W minus 1,
he loses one wealth.
And then minimum penniless.
I get two stories.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. Oh, and Alex, since you reach space 5 in the story, you get your choice of one talent level skill.
Of the ones I have already?
Yeah, no, the ones you don't have.
This is talent level.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wait, what else happens?
It's wealth minus one, minimum of penniless, and then have another player move you to another coastal space.
Ryan, you've been moving me already.
All right. Any coastal space?
Any coastal space?
I'm going to send you to Rome.
Yeah, all right.
Why not? You went all the way across the Mediterranean.
And now you can roll to see if you stay in Sorcel.
Yes.
Do you want me to read what happens if you come crippled, diseased?
No, no.
Okay.
All right, Ryan, roll. All
right.
I have to roll. Oh.
Dang.
I'm still ensorcelled.
And you take any talent level skill. You gain a talent level skill.
Oh, you did not want that.
Go ahead.
You die.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, it says if you're crippled, diseased, and insane, when they discover your affliction, they change their minds and take sport of you until you cease to provide amusement. They then send you adrift in an odd barrel and throw rocks and bottles at it until you sink. The last thing you hear as you commend your soul unto Allah is a particularly odious pirate wagering an insultingly small sum that you will fail to come up again, and then it's death.
Wow.
I think I'm going to take seamanship for my time being adrift in the sea.
Fair enough.
All right, so it's Meyer's turn.
You would have died. It's
a good thing they didn't find out I was crippled.
Well, it's good that you're not diseased and insane.
Ryan, I need that.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, my God. Here, that's easy. I'm just going to go to the place I need to go to. And get an encounter there, so I lose my on pilgrimage.
Use a card.
Slave!
You're on a city.
No, here.
Oh, that's you're on a city.
So it's just the first one I read, since it's nothing.
Oh, yeah, it's the morning one.
Oh, okay.
97. I got a roll?
Yep. Oh,
okay.
97.
6.
Plus...
whatever's on the space you landed in.
2.
Plus your destiny points. Oh, no.
1.
Just, no, you don't have 1 yet.
So what's the total?
8.
8.
So it's 91 plus 8?
97.
No, 97 number 8.
97-8.
97-8 is...
I have no
disguised. Matrix D.
A disguised slave.
A disguised slave.
So you can punish, aid, rob, question, attack, buy, or hire.
I will aid him.
You will aid the disguised slave. Roll the white die.
White. Nothing.
557. Heat of the moment.
That's what I was going with.
It's just 557.
Okie dokie. The other scoffs at your offer of assistance. I doubt that one of your limited qualities has much to offer me.
Fuck this guy, you should have bought him.
Yeah.
You have piety?
Yes.
Do you want to use it?
Sure.
I can best aid you, you cry, by showing you the folly of your pride and arrogance.
Yeah.
Because you're a fucking slave.
You chasten him with apt verses from the Quran. The other acknowledges your wisdom and begs you to be his counselor and tutor.
Yeah.
D2S1 wisdom / respected. On that, where are you? Oh, no. You're, all right, so Destiny plus 2, Story plus 1.
Yeah.
And you gain wisdom, the skill wisdom, and the status respected.
Wisdom. There you go. I saw it.
Thank you.
So do you still have scorned or no?
No.
No, he got rid of that, right?
And
so he's respected now. You've come a long way.
I did come a long way.
Yeah.
So have I.
Sorry for the bottom.
I also
here.
Lost.
Not in like a...
since I got an encounter.
What?
Oh, I got stuff though. Since after encounter, I get this.
Then you have to return to Mecca.
Oh yeah, I do have to go to Mecca.
Not in a metaphorical sense like Maya, right? So I literally went a long way.
Respected.
You have gained the respect of the mighty, and your reputation is enhanced.
The mighty slave.
Mm-hmm. In any encounter in which a die roll is involved, you may roll a second time for an award paragraph after it is read to you. If you don't like the first result. The second roll stands. And then there's no special way to lose this, so I keep it. Okay.
Alright.
Oh.
I am imprisoned.
Oh, yeah, so you're going with the jailer.
Yeah.
So,
and
you
use Reaction Matrix K.
I think you have to roll to see what kind of jailer he is. The 4?
Foul.
No, look on your status, on your imprisoned status.
Things.
Do you add your...
No,
let me see.
No, that one, you know that.
Determine the danger of the jailer, you encounter, roll one die. He's a crafty jailer.
So he's a crafty jailer on Reaction Matrix K.
So you can grovel, honor, bribe, converse, trick, tack, attempt to escape, or wait.
I have luck on my side. I'm going to try attempt to escape.
All right.
Crafty escape.
Roll the white die.
What?
Yeah, crafty, plus. Attempt to escape, and it's plus.
Oh, okay. 1576. No, 78. It's plus, right?
Yeah. Plus, yeah.
1578.
No.
78.
All right. You manage to open the door to your cell, but you flee straight into the arms of your captor.
I love you!
Hey, baby.
Do you have acting in disguise?
I have luck.
Is that acting in disguise?
Nope.
All right. You try to escape him, but soon you're back in prison again with a beating to convince you not to try to escape again. You get Destiny plus one, and for only one turn, you gain the status Wounded.
Yeah!
So what does Wounded do?
Lose the use of the following skills regardless of level, yada yada. Skip your next turn to heal and lose either one Destiny or one story point.
Don't worry about the skipping thing because you lose after turn anyway.
Yeah. Are you going to lose one Destiny or one story?
No, he's not going to lose either because that's the thing that he could do to skip. If he skips
his turn okay.
And loses the Destiny or story.
Gotcha.
So, so just for one turn you're wounded. After your next turn ends, you're not.
There you go. You should be pious like me.
Alright, where do I want to go?
You should be ensorcelled, like me.
Oh, I'm going to go to...
Don't be ensorcelled, like me.
Alright, number 70.
Alright.
3 plus 2 is 5, plus 1 is 6.
You find a small artifact, list E.
List E for small...
No, it's plus 2, Eric.
Oh, I'm on plus 2?
Yeah. So 7.
So 7, then.
Okay, so in that case, you find a guarded treasure.
Ooh.
Same thing, E. So you can examine, take, use, open, avoid, sneak, hire help, or enter.
Enter the treasure.
I'm entering the treasure. I need the white die.
2131.
Well, hang on.
Unless it's modified. 2130.
Alright, hang on.
Go.
Ding.
I have to fill in my shoes. 2130.
Okay. An oasis provides you a much-needed respite from your travels. As you drink from the cool, clear pool...
2130.
Oh, sorry.
I was like, wait a minute, why is there an oasis?
The oasis is a mirage. In place of the oasis, you find...
This is probably going to be worse.
Yeah,
okay, 2130. Sorry. You are staying with a wealthy. You are staying with a wealthy merchant. After a sumptuous meal, you are escorted to your room,
and you find that you are sick because you found that the meal was actually human meat.
The merchant likes to eat long pork.
Who doesn't?
The bed is wondrously soft and full because it's made of human skin. But the real treasure of the room is a huge standing armoire. The wood is intricately carved and the latch is worked silver. You open the door to see whirling mists beyond.
Uh-oh.
Something compels you forward, uh-oh, trusting your fate to Allah. You step inside. Do you have piety?
No.
No. Okay. No skill. You find yourself in an enchanted jungle. The monkeys and birds sound their calls, which seem to worm their way into your mind. You stumble back, falling out of the strange world, but you bring some of its strangeness with you. You get one destiny, and you're still an animal, because you get beast form. So maybe you turn into a different animal.
Oh, you're what?
I'm a lemur.
Okay, instead you transform magically from a reverse mermaid into a lemur.
Alright, and now, since I'm in the city, I could roll a die, but since I'm blessed, I could choose a number instead. So I'm going to choose number 4, which says receive one treasure, which makes my, I'll see what the treasure is and then I'll react. Hairless ape. My treasure is a hairless ape.
Your treasure's a purse?
You encounter an extremely ugly one-eyed ape, bald all over and wearing a lurid vest and slippers. The creature laughs at your obvious discomfort and offers to change your luck, if you will, but befriend him. You soon learn the creature to be a mighty Ifrit, who for reasons of his own is traveling the earth in disguise. If you have wisdom, appearance, or piety, which I don't, the ape may be traded for one of the following. Two wealth levels, a free move to any space on the board, excluding a place of power or any skill at master level. Alright, so, I can either keep the hairless ape for, let's see, that would just give me Destiny plus one and Story plus one, or I could return to Baghdad with it and get a greater reward, which I will. So I'll just hold on to him.
Wait a second, did you shave Apu?
Yes.
No, this is an Ifrit.
Abu. Apu is from The Simpsons.
Yeah, Apu, Abu, it's all the same. I'm letter blind.
Okay, so that's my turn.
Don't you have to roll a die now that you use that ability?
Oh, yes. If the number I roll is more than 1 point from the number I called, I lose the status. I rolled a 5. It's 1 point from it. So I'm still blessed. Ryan, what time did you want to kick us out?
Whenever.
All right. I actually got a... be back at, like, midnight.
Oh, you should probably leave now, because it's 10-2.
Yeah.
I guess we're not going to post this, then.
Well, Paul can leave, and we'll just...
Paul's in prison. He's just going to stay there.
Paul stays in jail. The end.
And Paul never leaves, and he dies in jail, and no one ever knows his name again. The end.
Much like Sinbad's career.
In Kiev.
Good night, all.
Good.
See you, Paul.
We should sing the Sound of Music song.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Oh. Okay. So I can move 4 spaces.
Ah, oh, poo. Ah, oh, boo.
Bye, Paul.
Scott!
Happy 4th.
No.
2, 3, 4.
Hey, girl.
Alright. That's a 2. 84.
84.
Oh, you're an 84.
My 2, 3, 4, 5. 84, 5.
What was the card you drew?
This. It's a wizard.
Number 5. It's a disguised wizard.
I left garbage here. I didn't want to leave it behind.
A disguised wizard.
A disguised. So Matrix B. Okay. You may grovel, aid, rob, avoid, bargain, attack, court, trick, or hire. Court the disguised wizard.
Yeah, why not? Because I'm a female. I can, well.
All right.
So what's wrong with if you're male?
Yeah, what if he's gay?
That's true. I don't know. I shouldn't assume these things. You're right.
All
right.
So roll the white die.
Where are we? Here we go. No.
329. The other says, "Your honeyed words have touched my heart. But I have little that I may offer you. Do you have appearance?"
Yes.
"Do you wish to use it?"
Sure.
All right.
How do you not use the appearance? I mean, I understand game technique.
I like all right. Ugly things.
"I perish in ecstasy of love for you are beautiful beyond words. Be parted from me nevermore. The wizard becomes your most devoted companion."
Wow.
You gain one destiny. You gained respected and beloved. Are you married?
No.
So then you gain beloved as well.
Oh.
Okay. So I get one destiny.
He's respected.
Yep. All right. That's my.
And here is beloved.
Beloved. Okay. So respected says, in any encounter with where a die roll is involved, you may roll a second time. For an award paragraph after it is read to you, if you don't like the first result, the second roll stands. And beloved, decide whether to accept or reject his or her love. Sure, why not? I'll marry the wizard. If you accept, you receive a destiny. You receive 2 destiny points and become married.
All right, so that means you lose the death status and gain the married status.
Okay.
You know, you're someone like me and have social anxiety. And you're like, you see your girl's like, maybe she's a lesbian. Maybe I shouldn't talk to her. Never forget it. It's not an option.
What?
It's when, because we were saying how the wizard might be gay.
Right.
And we're like, what if, you know, in my head, I'm like, some social anxiety. First, you know, I don't like talking to people in general. And then I was like, trying to hit on a girl. It's like, oh, God, maybe she's a lesbian. Maybe I shouldn't do anything.
Gotcha.
All right, so I gain one story point when I gain this status.
It was funnier in my head.
Boop.
Boop. I've also been drinking beer, so that's probably...
You have, two.
I haven't eaten. I didn't eat...
That's fair. I had vodka for breakfast, so I'm not really one to judge.
Mm. Yeah. I didn't eat today, so I'm kind
of feeling... That gives everyone a good impression of your dietary.
They already know I'm a journalist. It really shouldn't surprise them.
Have you ever... No, that's not a journalist, though. I was going to say, have you ever seen Mad Men? That's not journal. That's some advertising. That's what I might get into.
I wish our office was like that.
So, what happens to married?
All right. I gain one story point when I get the status, which I did. The next city you enter, or the city you are now in, is where you make your home. Leave your origin marker there. After you have an encounter in another city, you must return to your home before you may end your turn in any other cities. Okay? Each time you return home, you gain one story point, and you may roll two dice, and then there's a chart. So the next city I walk through...
You...
Or that you're in now.
But I'm not. I'm just in an area.
Oh, okay.
I will walk 500 miles.
All right, so...
Ryan, take the book.
Oh, sorry.
Meyer, you can move me this time.
Oh, thank you.
But I can only move two spaces because I am crippled.
You know, as a pious and a wise person, I will, in your head, where do you want me to move?
I would like to end there.
Okay, there you go, buddy.
Thank you. All right, so I need an encounter, Eric.
See, Alibaba is a pious man, so...
30, chart 31. Numero 268. That's you, Meyer.
Okay. 6 and 8.
Chart 31, number
8. 31 and 8. I got it. Little music, please.
31 and 8.
That's pretty good.
Thank you.
So, David Letterman's quitting, eh?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Egg of Rock. And Jay.
Egg of Rock?
Egg of Rock.
Yeah. Okay, so you can pray, study, capture, attack, follow, aid, seek aid, or hide.
The Egg of Rock. Or
from an egg.
Roke.
I am going to...
Egg of Roke.
Aid the egg.
You're going to aid the egg.
Yes.
Okay. Roll the white die.
Egg of Roke or...
Plus.
Plus. 24, 61.
24, 61.
It's a fucking rock. How can you help a rock?
It's an egg of roach or something.
Roke. It's R-O-C.
Oh.
Oh.
That's why I said rock. It's roke.
Okay. Roke.
Rounding a bend in the path, you are surprised to find an enormous egg surrounded by a band of curious villagers who seem intent on harming the egg. Do you have wisdom?
No.
No skill. You realize that the villagers cannot dispatch such an egg without aid. You offer to help them.
Wait, no, what?
No sooner do you prepare to strike the egg than you regret your rash decision.
I was helping the egg! What the fuck?
With thunderous wings and the egg's mother appears, you were lucky to escape with your life. One story, and you're wounded.
Good. So I get one story.
You're red?
Yep.
So you have no wisdom. Wounded. If you had wisdom, you'd know.
I picked aid. I wanted to help the egg.
But you weren't wise enough to know. You just wanted to help.
You are wounded.
No, you just wanted aid in general, and you just weren't smart enough to know that you.
Yeah, you had to help someone, and
yeah.
All right, so I lose the effect of seduction, which I already lost because I'm crippled.
All right.
All right, but Maya, roll a die. Let's see if I'm still in Sourcehold.
Okay.
Yeah, you're still in Sourcehold.
Great. So I'm wounded, crippled, and in Sourcehold.
You were just being very helpful.
You're not having a very good life, Alex.
No.
You aren't wise enough to know who to help.
All right.
I will. No, oh, let's see. Where's Mecca? I gotta stop going to
Mecca.
There's somewhere
here.
In your bag. Yeah, there we go.
Oh, man. That's the opposite of where I want to go. And I'm gonna go to Zarandi.
Zarda,
that's what I was thinking.
Zardoz!
The penis is evil.
What the? This is Leon.
You look at the number at the bottom.
Oh, okay. What?
But if you go to seven. Leon, then you can roll a die and get one.
Oh, I was in. All right, so.
But you hold on to it.
74.
Right. Will you die?
72, 73.
No.
I mean, 74.
Wait. No. This 2, 3, and seven. The space you're on. So, 5.
On 74.
Yeah.
79, then.
No, just 74.
74.
The number
74,
five.
Number 5.
Oh.
The right. Way we've been playing the entire game.
I don't. No,
so Meyer doesn't pay attention to rules.
So it's rocks.
Meyer doesn't pay attention.
I just
to
drink.
He just did.
I just drink beers and eat popcorn.
It's rock slide F.
Oh,
rock slide and F.
You could drink it.
You could pray,
drink
avoid,
the rock slide.
Wait, cry out, examine, travel, or hide.
I would drink the rock slide.
Yeah,
I'm going to avoid the rock slide.
That's like avoid rock.
Why?
All right, roll the white
is, yeah.
Plus.
635.
I like to avoid that rock slide, please. That's all possible.
You should have drank it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm... No, see, I have wisdom, though, so I know to avoid...
You know not to drink rocks.
Yeah. I'm wise.
All right.
Oh, wait, I forgot to see if I fell in love. Wait, I'm sorry. No.
Now you made me forget what the number was.
635.
All right. You spy an overhang that may provide protection. You dash for it, tumbling into its refuge just as the slide reaches you. Do you have quick thinking?
No. I'm wise, though.
As you sigh in relief, the overhang collapses. Story one and crippled.
Woohoo!
Up the club, brother.
What color are you, Marge?
Black.
Just my sigh as he says no.
I'm... Son of a...
So this game has crippled and wounded and...
I'm respected,
though. Turning people into beasts.
Hey, I got a husband.
No. You gain... If you gain blessed or respected, you lose the status.
All right.
Well... Oh, I got to roll. I have to roll and see if I'm captured.
Why?
Because it's part of my thing. Oh. I'm on the run.
Oh, yeah.
Exiled. Because as I'm on my, like... Yeah. So it's on my third turn, but I was, like, on a... I was on, like, a 4, so I have to roll, like, a... 4 or higher. Right.
Well, skip that now, because if you're captured there, then this turn wouldn't have happened.
No, it's after.
Oh.
Right, yeah. At the end of my turn.
Alright.
So I roll the end, if it's 4 or less. And I didn't roll on that, because it's 4, and I can't get lower than a fucking... I can't, you know, I can roll 1.
No, I don't think
you
modifies...
Don't, you don't add that.
No, that...
You don't add that to the
you
roll.
You don't add that to this roll.
What?
I
thought it was.
Only when you're determining the story.
At the end of your third turn, at the start of every turn afterward, roll a die, unaffected by any statuses, and add the number in the terrain gem or city icon.
Oh, okay. You do? Oh.
So you do.
If the modified roll is 4 or less, you are caught and returned to Baghdad. So you want it to be more than 4.
Okay, so...
So, yeah.
Yeah, there, right. Yeah, there's no...
I didn't roll on that, so, but I'm on a 2 there.
Yeah.
I got
so you
all.
Have to, if you roll a 1, then... Or a 2.
You're good.
You're good.
Why'd you take yourself off the board?
I wasn't. I didn't. Oh, I don't know.
Alright.
My turn.
I did it right.
Yep.
I knew I did it right.
1, 2, 3. I'm going to go to Baghdad, do an encounter.
Fucking Eric having a good life.
I encountered number 6.
Okay.
At least I'm a respected cripple, though. You're just a crippled.
5 plus 2 is 7.
I'm a wounded, ensorcelled cripple.
You encounter a house fire.
7 on number 6 is house fire?
7 on number 6 is a house
drink
fire.
Drink it.
So you can pray, avoid, wait, cry out, drink, examine, travel, or hide.
And you can bless. But thankfully, bless is one of the things I need to become to go.
I'm going to travel.
To my quest.
Okay.
So hopefully I've been blessed.
Meyer?
Me. I don't have it.
Oh, sorry.
Minus travel.
It's on F.
F.
House F.
House fire travel.
House. F. And minus
F. And travel. House. F. Travel. Six. Wait.
Minus
687.
Okay. You hear a cry from inside the burning building. You struggle to enter the house amidst the smoke and flame. Do you have determined or enduring hardship?
Nope.
Okay, no skill. The heat is too great, and within the house you can neither see nor breathe.
We suck.
In fear, you retreat, coughing from the smoke you inhale. You get Destiny 1.
All right. And now I'm going to complete my quest by trading in this treasure I got.
You mean the monkey?
Yes. I get story plus 1. Oh, and I get a free talent level skill. I'm going to pick storytelling. And then I get wealth plus 3 to a max of rich. I'm already at rich. I get the status robe of honor. I lose 1 treasure, which I already did. That robe of honor. Effect. Gain a destiny point immediately.
Okay.
You also become respected and gain wisdom. And we already heard what respected does.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Wisdom.
All right, so now I get a new quest.
Yeah, you would.
What's my destiny at right now?
9.
Oh, wow.
You're gonna win, because we suck.
Contest of Champions. You've entered a contest of skill of the mind and of the body. If you're in a city outside of Baghdad with another player and have at least 2 more skills than that player, you have won the contest. However, if you share a city space other than Baghdad with another player and you do not have at least 2 more skills than that player, then you've lost. Discard this quest card and draw another. So I just have to end a turn on a city space with one of you guys and okay. Have 2 more skills.
Which you don't.
Alright, so I can move up to 4. Now, when it says I enter a city, means I...
I think you end the turn of the city, I
okay.
Think.
You can take Paul off the board.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that. Okay, so I go 1, 2, 3, and I'm in Kiev. That says 2. Alright, list number 8.
Numero ocho.
Okay, that's...
We should film this and drink.
Where does the modifier come in?
You have plus 2.
Plus 2. Okay, so 2, 4, and 4 more, so 8.
Eight. Black whirlpool. Table F.
Drink.
Oh God. You know what? I'm going to avoid the Black Whirlpool. That seems like a good course.
Yeah, I try to avoid the landslide. I still got right, fucked.
Roll the white.
All right.
You have quick reflexes.
736.
Minus, yeah.
Right.
736. All right. The Whirlpool opens beneath the ship in Kiev. There is no time to avoid it. At its center is a small gleaming tower of rock, wreathed in a clutter of metal. Could it be magnetic?
I don't know.
You can jettison all things metallic or trust in your abilities to sail on. Which will you do?
I don't have any kind of C skill, so I'm going to jettison all things metallic. Why not? All
right. Once free of the magnetic pull, the ship sails away easily. Unfortunately, you lost a great deal of wealth, and the other passengers, disbelieving your story of a magnetic island, consider you feeble-minded. So you gain 1 destiny, 1 story, you lose 2 wealth to a minimum of poor, and you get the and you become scorned.
Oh, I was scorned once.
Okay, I did that.
Then on a pilgrimage, and I became
scorned once.
I'm still on a I'm still on a pilgrimage.
So I'm both respected and scorned.
Yep.
That's interesting.
You don't lose one if you gain the other?
No. Respected says there is no special way to lose the status.
Oh, but maybe scorned might say something.
Hang on.
No, it doesn't.
Effect, yeah.
Oh, well. You're both respected and scorned.
You're respectfully
right.
Scorned.
So you're respected by some and scorned by others.
Yeah. I hold on to that.
Yeah, keep that.
So wait, what does scorn do to me?
It's
all destiny points awarded.
Story.
Becomes story. Okay.
I don't think you could win the game while it or something. I don't know.
No, it's on pilgrimage. I can't.
You may receive no more wealth levels or skills.
Yeah, being on pilgrimage means you can't win the game.
Okay.
Gotcha.
But I'm nowhere close to fucking winning the goddamn game.
Yeah. Alright, so Atos, you're up. Oh, and I do my thing. I get this. And then I have to go back to Baghdad to complete my quest. But my origin is now in Kiev. So I'm apparently now from the place where everybody hates me.
Alright, so, Eric, you have not moved me yet.
Alright,
well, I am in Sorsold. I'm over here, but I can only move two.
Is there any place you're trying to get to?
Anything with a number that's higher, that's four or higher.
See, we're very boring players. Yeah. We help each other.
Thank you.
You guys, we all need help because, you know.
I'm a captor.
There's
Eric
crippling.
Doesn't need help.
Yeah.
Oh, good. A volcano. So table 72.
72.
All right. Number 3, 9, 11.
A mighty enchantress with O.
A mighty enchantress. Oh, God.
She's a mighty enchantress, and she does mighty things.
I am going to aid the mighty enchantress.
Okay. You get to roll the thingy.
Nothing.
Nothing? 1638.
It's 1638.
This is going to end poorly. At least it wasn't a fucking volcano.
Okay, 1638. A sorcerer seeks test subjects for his experiments.
Oh, Alex.
There is a promise of great reward, but it will mean risking your body to an untested spell.
Test subjects.
Fuck, what difference does it make?
You may test either assist a sorcerer or not.
Yeah, what the fuck? I'm already crippled and wounded.
Roll a die and add one for magic.
You're totally...
I do not have magic. Six.
The sorcerer spell has no effect, but you learn a few things about magic along the way. W plus two.
Wealth
plus two. Max of rich. And you get magic.
Huh. And you're red.
Yeah. Alright. Well, that's cool.
One. Two.
If you ignore him, you probably never see him again.
Well,
alright. But it was a sorceress. I guess the sorceress became a sorcerer. Transgender, maybe.
So, Eric, roll a die.
Oh, yes.
God damn it! Every time I roll a one for this fucking ensorcel.
You're still ensorcelled.
I am still ensorcelled.
Why'd you need something that was a four or higher? Is there something else?
Oh, yeah, I have to do that too to see if I find my true blave. To blave! If, after the encounter, you're in a space with a four or higher in the terrain, gem, or city icon, roll one die. Add the number in the gem city to the roll you died. Yep, okay. If the total is 9 or higher, then you have found your love.
Oh, you love her.
All right, and I get wealth plus 3 to a max of princely.
Wow. All of a sudden, you just got really friggin' rich.
I get married and the vizier, and I place my origin marker in the nearest city. Adrianapoli.
Married.
Woohoo!
And that kind of sucks, because basically, if you leave a city, then you have to go back home. If you have an encounter in a city.
All right, so Vizier, you receive one destiny point and one story point immediately.
All right.
I gain 2 story points, because I'm crippled.
Oh, yeah.
It's more dramatic when a crippled guy gets married.
No, when a crippled guy becomes a vizier. Place your origin marker in the city nearest to where you received your status. Did that. Each time you have an encounter in another city, you must return to your origin city before you may end your turn in another city. If at any time you have piety and scholarship at master level and have a total of 12 or more destiny and story points, you may trade vizier for sultan status.
Ooh.
Wow. And I am married. I gain 1 story point, so I get 2 story points.
Oh.
The next city you enter, or the city you are now in, is where you make your home. All right, got origin marker. After you have an encounter, okay. Each time you return home, you gain 1 story. Okay.
I'm in dead last.
Oh, wow, I just looked at Sultan. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah, but I don't have piety or scholarship.
All right, I'm kind of fucked.
Let alone at master level.
Because I got to roll like a 4 or higher. Or at least, no, I
guess. Oh, wait, I don't go there, though. I'm still there.
See, Alex, your story is now a feel-good story.
I'm just an ensorcelled, crippled, wounded guy who found true love in Adrianapoli.
I'm fucked. I gotta roll, if it's 4 or less, then I'm imprisoned. That's more, and that's every, I gotta get, my God, this, I gotta go the long way.
Well, Mecca. Don't you want to go back to Baghdad?
I want to go to Mecca.
To get
and to the get there, guy, it's a nothing to get there. Like, that means I got to roll a 5 or 6. Why take a fucking long way?
How much can you move though? You're still on 4.
Yes. Ugh, I got to take a long way because I can't roll. I'm not gonna roll a 5 or 6. It's too much of a risk. I'll go into some adventures. 1, 2. 3.
You'd probably take Paul's quest markers off the board, too.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna roll a 5 or 6. That's too much of a fucking risk.
Oh, and his destiny.
And Tripoli. So a 15.
He could take his destiny thing off, too. Alright, so roll a die for
that. Oh, wait, I'm crippled, so I can only, I go only 2.
Yeah.
Alright, so it's, yeah, you're there. So it's on 15, roll a die.
Ugh, God. 5.
5 plus 2 is 7.
15, 7.
8.
Oh, 8. 15, 7.
8. Alright. Talking Beast, Jay.
Okay.
Talking
so you can
Beast,
pray,
Jay.
You can pray, study, capture, attack, follow, aid, seek aid, or hide.
To Talking Beast.
I'm Derek.
I will study the Talking Beast.
Alright, white die.
Plus.
906.
I will study this beast.
Almost there. Stupid
beast. Yeah, I'm not gonna roll a 5.
Oh, I need a new quest.
That's.
Oh, yeah.
With the way I'm rolling, I ain't getting no 5 or 6.
Alright. Right. As you come to a clearing amidst the grove of trees, you see a small ape singing a song. Such a strange beast could make you famous. But with no one around to help you, you are left to your own devices. So you step forward and introduce yourself. Do you have storytelling?
Yes.
Do you want to use it?
Sure.
The song is one well known to you from ancient works, and you start singing additional verses from memory and improvisation. When you finish your own song, the ape reveals himself to be an ifrit visiting among mortals. He is most delighted for your company. He offers to join you as you go on your way, for it has been a many a year since he last walked the world of men. Oh. Destiny plus 2, story plus 2, and you gain the hairless ape that I sold.
Yeah.
Got away again.
That's pretty good. Hey, hairless ape.
My new quest sucks.
And what is your new quest?
Merchant. You have spent but little money you can gather, even though I'm the richest person in the game, to buy goods that will bring a fortune in markets far from Baghdad. Now you must travel to those markets to reap your profit. Have another player place 2 of your quest markers in cities with a 4 printed in the icon. You must sell your goods in those 2 cities. Upon reaching your second city and remaining there after an encounter, you receive your just rewards.
So that means you have to go to another city,
back to your
Adrianapoli.
Thank you, Abe. I'm going to use you next time to go
then
to Mecca.
Another city, then back to Adrianapoli, and then to Baghdad?
I can trade you
to go to
any free move to any space on the board.
Yeah, just upon reaching my second city and remaining there after an encounter. So here, Ryan, cities with 4.
It's wisdom, appearance, or piety, and I have piety and wisdom.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Abe, for taking me.
Okay.
I guess the goldy ones?
Yeah. I'll go here.
I made a smart move.
And
wow, that's a first.
I don't think Baghdad does care.
No,
I have like no story points. I need to gain those.
So in this game, you need to get at least you have to get exactly what you want. You
all right, we'll go over here.
Over. Go
over. Oh, okay.
All right.
My turn.
Yep.
All right.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm halfway. I'm pretty good.
Oh, okay.
But you need both.
Wait, I'm over here.
Yeah, I'm halfway in both of them.
Yeah.
So I'm halfway there.
Where's the town of Herat? Oh, here it is. I see it. And where is Baltz? No, it doesn't matter. I'll just take my turn. One, two,
wait,
three, four.
Baltz?
Yeah.
Baltz over here.
Okay, this is closer anyway. All right. Number 65.
65.
4 plus 2 plus 2. Six, oh, wait, 4 plus 2 plus 2, yeah. 8 on 65.
Okay, you find a strange artifact, list E.
Alright.
Strange. So you can examine, take, use, open, avoid, sneak, hire help, or enter.
I'm gonna use it.
I'm gonna use the strange artifact.
Roll your die.
Oh, plus.
Using strange plus 10, 70.
1075.
1075.
Okay. I thought I was thinking.
As you travel, you spy a small statue glistening in the mud. You reach out and pick it up. Whispering voices fill your mind, making blasphemous suggestions.
It sounds like a good idea.
Do you have a protective talisman?
No.
Okay. No skill. The suggestions become commands. Your will is no longer your own. You gain a destiny point, and you are ensorcelled.
Ah. Ensorcelled club, yay!
Woohoo! Now we should really move Eric around to keep him from winning.
Speaking of ensorcelled club... Oh, wait, it's Ryan's turn.
Yeah. Alright.
What?
The reaction.
Oh, yeah.
So now I have to go back to Baghdad to complete my quest. So you claim all three markets.
Eric's going to win. I'm only halfway there.
No, oh, so hang on.
I still need 5 more story points. Oh.
So I don't need to go back to Baghdad. When I claim all three markers, I have indeed had the best the world has to offer. So I gain 2 destiny, which I don't. It becomes story. So I get 4 story points. 1, 2, 3, 4. I gain courtly graces and blessed.
Courtly graces is a skill. There you go. Damn it, I need to become blessed so I won't be crippled anymore.
Oh, wait, I can't get courtly graces because I'm scorned.
You can still get blessed.
I can still get blessed.
I need to become blessed.
And I get a new skill, a new quest.
Blessed is literally the only way I can do
okay.
I have to become blessed or get respected to stop being crippled.
I'm already respected, so I need to become blessed.
Alright. So, I have to slay a creature. Merchants are attracted to the resources... merchants are attracted to the rich resources of a particular island.
Indeed I am.
Unfortunately, a terrifying giant inhabits the island, eating all who land there.
Oh my!
The Sultan, desperate, offers a great reward to the one who can dispatch this creature. Have another player place one of your quest markers on any island space. When you have a successful encounter on that island, remove the marker. Then roll 2 dice and stuff happens. So, Eric.
Yeah.
You get to place my marker on island space.
Closest place that this lands.
Put on
that one.
The island where Revolution Airlines is the Lost Island.
Alright, so that's my... And I'm actually going to trade Scorned and be on a pilgrimage.
What was
like
the dog's name? Vincent?
Yeah,
it was Vincent. Alright, so you may trade this status for the on-pilgrimage status at the cost of 1 destiny point, so I go down a destiny.
I get... Did... I hope Vincent had a good life.
So what do I have to do to be on a pilgrimage?
You have to place a destination marker in a city that's at least 3 spaces from Mecca.
Oh, yeah. Christ. Hang on. Alright. So you know what?
What a Mecca.
Mecca's here. 1
3 spaces, 2, doesn't have to 3. Be.
Alright, so I'll go here, that way I don't have to go back too far. So I'll go there and there. And I can do that and go home again.
And then so you have to go there, then go back home, then go to Mecca, then go back home.
And then, and then I can do my other quest thing.
Did you know?
Alright, so I'll go 1, 2.
I'm a pilgrim.
And I'll have this encounter. 85, and it's a sage.
85.
I need a number. 4. Hang on. And I'm at +2. So, 11.
An enchanted sage. Matrix A.
An enchanted sage. I will honor the enchanted sage.
All right.
The enchanted sage on Matrix A. Roll the white die. All
right. Plus.
202.
202.
202.
All right. The sage says to you, I'm of the number of those who are about to perish, and the cause of my death will be nothing else but my love and desire and excess of my transport. I beg deliverance from the affliction I suffer. The sage begs you to assist in arranging a marriage to a wealthy noble lives by. Do you have courtly graces or beguiling?
I would have, but no.
Do you have seduction or appearance?
I have appearance.
Do you wish to use it?
Sure.
All right. Since you are married, you assist the sage in all ways, including detailed instructions on the arts of beauty and lovemaking. Their marriage is consummated with joy and is an example to all who would learn from it. The newlyweds make your good efforts known to all, and you are celebrated for your efforts. Two destiny, one story, and you become respected.
Okay.
Which you already are.
Two destiny, one,
son of a bitch.
Two, one story, one, and I'm already respected.
But, you're right. Never mind, sorry. I was thinking something else.
Hey.
Here.
Alright.
Speaking of the Cripple Club, Ryan, it's your turn to move me, because I am still ensorcelled.
Alright,
I met ensorcelled club.
Yeah.
But how many I have... I can only move three spaces? Or is that a five? No, I can only move two spaces.
No.
That's a five.
That's a five, then.
Yeah.
So you can move five three. Spaces, three of which are by land.
How does your
oh, cripple... so I can move two by land.
Okay.
But you can still move three by land.
No, I'm crippled.
It subtracts one. Yeah. From the total number of spaces you can move.
Oh, okay. So I can only move three.
You can move four.
No, I can only move three by land.
You can move four, but only three of them may be by land.
Okay. So, one, two, three. You're in Kiev.
Cool.
And Kiev is a two.
Does 109.
109.
What is it?
Daytime, Monday morning. Oh, it's a princess. Two plus four, six.
109, Matrix A.
Okay.
Six is disguise.
A disguised princess.
So you can grovel, aid, rob, avoid, converse, attack, court, abduct, or honor.
I'll aid the disguised princess.
Okay, disguised and aid, roll the white die.
Plus.
Okay, 204.
204, 204, 204, 204.
A whole new 204.
Don't you dare close your eyes.
The unfortunate other accepts your aid and thanks you. Do you have luck appearance?
I do not.
No skill. He praises you for your good heart, but because of his poor state, he cannot return your generosity. D1.
Oh, alright.
Princess, you helped the disguised princess, but because she's on her way, she's...
That's it.
Thanks, yeah. Bitch.
She does nothing.
Pass that book. It's your turn, Mike.
Pass my book!
Alright, well, I'm gonna...
why don't you shoot it?
I'm using my hairless... I have,
I'll be good.
I'm trading my hairless. I have a wisdom, or I have wisdom and piety. I need wisdom or appearance and or piety.
Alright.
I'm trading him so I can move to any space on the board.
Oh, wait. I'm sorceled. I have to roll. Ryan, roll die.
Alright.
So, thank you, Ape, for helping me, but I'm going to Mecca because I suck.
Just keep getting rid of the Ape.
Well, he's supposed to...
Well, this time he helped you.
Now I'm just crippled and wounded. Things are looking better and better all the time.
And I have to take my quest marker because I had that encounter there.
So give me my card. I'm on Mecca. And an encounter on Mecca.
Then I have to go back to my hometown because my wife is really needy.
78.
Aladdin. Aladdin. When are you coming home? 78.
5. Aladdin, oh, 78. Seven.
Raj is hungry, Aladdin.
Raj, was your problem.
7 on 78?
78, 7.
Guarded treasure, E.
Aladdin, your guarded fucking monkey is tearing up the drapes.
E.
Aladdin, no, the carpet's frayed.
But I'm riding the carpet. I'm crippled. It's how I get around.
Guarded. I'll examine it.
Examining the guarded treasure.
Roll the die.
The white die.
That's
the wrong die.
The white die.
Negative.
1100.
1100.
Aladdin, the genie stops sounding like Robin Williams. Now sounds like Dan Castellaneta.
It's fine. He'll get over it in the next movie.
All right.
No, he was that in the TV show.
Far from any traveled roads, you come across a fascinating scene. Behind a towering grim ifrit, you can make out a brass statue.
Okay.
You want to get a closer look, but your only chance is to sneak up behind the ifrit and slip away without being noticed. Do you have either stealth and stealing or luck?
No. That's why I didn't try to get it. I just examined it.
Before you can get close, the ifrit spots you and bellows fearsomely. You retreat in haste. Good. Story plus one.
Okay. Well, I didn't...
Are you crippled?
Yes.
All right, story plus two, then.
How can a crippled guy run away from the freak?
So, wait, I got my... So, I did the pilgrimage.
Okay, so you get rid of pilgrimage?
I completed my pilgrimage... So, I did an encounter. So, I completed my pilgrimage. I gained 2 destiny and 1 story point.
Make that 2 story points.
And I also gain a piety at a level... A 1 level higher.
Okay.
So I have piety. I have piety 2 now.
Oh, so yeah, so you level up your piety.
Like kid.
You just flip it over.
Oh.
All right.
Put this card back. All right, now, Meyer, move me. I can move 4 spaces. Doesn't matter what type of land.
What does my movement go down once you get to prison?
Hello, you.
Probably because
I'm too rich to walk anymore.
Yeah, really.
Probably because you have like a huge coterie of people who follow you around.
But I can travel by sea better.
Yeah.
Here you go, buddy. 1, 2, 3, 4. You like India.
Alright. I'm encountering. Alright, I'm number 65. And that's a roll. Die. 6 plus 2 plus 2 is 10.
An ancient city on Matrix E.
Matrix E, ancient city.
So you can examine, you can take...
Sneak!
You're gonna sneak in the ancient city.
I'll take the white. Die.
Okay.
It's just that.
Yeah. I could become respected by having a kid.
Plus.
Meyer, he's sneaking in the ancient city.
I don't have it.
Alex.
If I have a kid, I won't be crippled anymore. If I have a pretty kid, I won't be crippled anymore.
What's the letter?
E. He's sneaking in the ancient city.
Ancient.
And plus.
Sneak.
And plus.
1, 1, 1, 9.
Aw. That's over 1, 1, 1, 1.
Yeah, me too. It's 1, 1, 1, 9.
1, 1, 1, 9. It's made a ruin your fart day, Eric.
I keep forgetting that I'm blessed and I could choose the number for my dice. Oh well.
1, 1, 1, 9. The sun makes you dizzy from the heat, so you go to a grove of trees for shade. Behind the trees, a misty city shimmers. Thinking it a mirage, you wander its streets, marveling that the people cannot see you. Do you have wisdom or insane?
I have wisdom.
Okay. Do you want to use it?
Yes.
Wisdom. You realize that it is real, a city caught between your world and another. Ooh. You converse with a sage from another time and learn of fabulous things. Ooh. You get Destiny 2, Story 2,
Ooh.
Scholarship, and the opportunity to enter any place of power.
I'm going to put my marker on... Since I'm near it, the Valley of Diamonds.
Yes.
Oh, I get to roll to see if I'm unensorcelled. So Meyer also rolls.
Meyer.
You are ensorcelled.
I still am ensorcelled.
You have to beat him. Yeah.
Damn it.
You are sorcelled.
You're still sorcelled.
Right, I'll take that reaction matrix, Meyer.
Okay.
Alright, and I go 1, 2, because I'm from Kiev, and Kiev's a 2. So.
Meyer's gasping. I think he's getting close
gold.
To
gold. No. Oh, it's just city space. Hang on. I knocked us both over.
Wow.
Sorry, Alex.
Okay. I really wish
just
I was
knock over the cripple.
I want to go too.
Okay.
Valley of Diamonds.
So list 24. Another island. So. 2, 4, 6.
Six?
Six, yes.
A con game.
How do you win?
You need to get to whatever your story of destiny is.
And then get back to Baghdad.
What is it, a con game?
Yep. Yeah. You can honor, attack, avoid, aid, rob, follow, question, or pray. Honor the con game.
Con is in C-O-N?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. I'll avoid the con game.
Alright.
Alright, so avoiding the con game, roll the white die.
Plus.
1,000.
Ooh. Alright. Let's see what happens. You notice that all of the people in this strange land have only 4 fingers on their left hands, and you ask why. You are informed that it is the custom of these people to sever the little finger of all newborns. You must admit, why does this have to do with avoiding a con game?
That's the number it says.
For I?
Yep. Con, avoid, is 999, you roll a plus.
Okay. Yeah, so they sever the little finger of all newborns. You must submit to this practice if you are to remain here. Do you have courtly graces?
No.
All right.
I would have, but I don't.
So, no skill. You may cut off your finger.
Your choice.
Hang on. Do I have to have a successful encounter on pilgrimage?
No matter. It's
you must enter and have at least one encounter in that city. Then you must go to Mecca. Okay, so it doesn't matter, but hang on. Married.
Oh, I'll be right back and get a phone call.
I think I'm gonna win.
Hello?
Where you make your home, leave your origin marker there. After you have an encounter in another city, you must return to your home city before you
make I'm gonna try to have a pretty kid.
In any other
then
city.
I'll stop being crippled. Because okay. It makes sense.
Alright. I guess I'll depart.
You depart. You hastily leave rather than mutilate yourself. Have another player move you one space in any direction.
Okay. Meyer?
Yes.
Move me one space in any direction.
Okay.
Oh, and I gain a story point because I went home.
Yeah, well, but you're here.
Okay.
So, I guess... there you go, buddy.
Okay, thank you.
All right. So there you go. And for the first time in a long while, I can move myself. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go home and have a baby.
Okay.
Well, first you do an encounter.
Right.
Encounter.
It's a city, so number 81.
81.
81.
6.
A sad ghoul,
eh?
Die.
Okay.
Last time I ate at a sad ghoul, I got, like, almost eaten. I am going to avoid the sad ghoul.
Okay. Roll the white die.
You're actually getting eaten.
Minus.
All right. 1,010. 10-10.
Dun-dun.
10-10 wins.
10-10-10. 10-10-10.
Local radio station.
10-10-10-10-10-10.
10-10. CBS FM.
You do not wish to meet the other and absent yourself. When you are sure no one sees you, you emerge from your hiding spot and go on. D minus one, negative one destiny.
That's what you get.
sex changed or something.
All right, but wait a second.
That could happen in this game.
Okay. So, I gain a story. Each time I return home, I gain one story, so I gain two story points.
Okay.
And then I roll two dice. And well, come on. Big money, big money, big money. God Seven. Damn it. I don't have a baby.
Uh-huh.
Here you go.
One. Oh, wait, hang on. You do that because you're married?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two dice? Okay, all right, because I just came home.
Six.
No baby.
You don't have a baby.
One, two. I'm in Baghdad.
You're barren, Ryan.
Give me an encounter. Oh,
I'm not barren. I'm just not ovulating, Alex.
You read the number at the bottom.
37.
All right, roll die.
Yeah.
Two.
Two. Four. So I have.
Four on 37?
Yep.
Yeah. Four. So Meyer wins after this.
Yeah. So he says.
Yes. Well, actually, technically, he wins, but we all have one more turn to also try to get back to Baghdad, and if we do and we have enough points, we also win.
Okay.
Alright, so, what were the numbers once more?
37 and 4.
Ghostly Beast, J.
Ghostly Beast, J. I will pray to the Ghostly Beast.
Alright, roll the white die.
Negative.
9-2-9.
Something unnameable, a gruesome parody of a man, stalks out of the shadows, drooling and gurgling. You cry, Allah, preserve me! Mm-hmm. It senses your presence, pauses, listens intensely, then lumbers briskly towards you, licking its chops.
Okay.
Do you have storytelling?
Yes.
Do you want to use it?
Sure.
Good choice. You notice the hesitation when it heard your prayers. You instantly begin jabbering a stream of tales, prayers, and random verses. It listens, apparently rapt, distracted from its hunger. When daylight comes, it disappears in a trail of smoke, and you flee this place.
Okay.
Destiny plus one.
Uh-huh.
Story plus two. And you gain the skill of quick thinking.
That's good.
Now, does that leave you with enough points to win?
I return to Baghdad on my own power, and I have respect, I'm respected now, mm-hmm. So I've cleared my name, and so I get now, three destiny, two story, and I become a vizier, and a celebration, in my honor happens for 30 days, and yes, I have enough for winning.
Can any of us get back to Baghdad in one turn and also have enough points to win?
Well, nope. I have to go to Mecca first, because otherwise I'm on pilgrimage and I can't win. So, right.
So no one else can? I guess we could... unless we really desperately... It's late already.
No.
We could call it here and Meyer wins.
Okay.
Congratulations. It ends with a 30-day celebration in Meyer's honor.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a vizier. I'm crippled, but I'm respected, and I'm a respected, crippled vizier.
I'm a wounded, crippled, married vizier.
And I am a respected, married, blessed woman who's on pilgrimage, and I'm very skilled in a lot of things.
I'm blessed and were you done? Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm blessed and respected. I wear a robe of honor, but I'm ensorcelled, and I'm still a lemur.
So, good for you.
30-day celebration.
All right, well, that was Tales of the Arabian Nights. I think we had a fun time.
No, I hated it. I wish Paul was here.
Paul's still in prison.
Never right, play well, stupid game ever.
We'll turn off the mic as we clean up, but a happy fart day, Eric.
Oh, man. Wait.
No, we can't sing it because it's copywritten. Damn it.
What if you sing birthday?
What day is today?
Oh. I almost,
it's Eric.
By the way, I almost became the Sultan. If I had one more destiny, I could become the Sultan.
Birthday. Let's all right, well, have some cake.
I hope everyone has a happy fart day when it comes up for them, too.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Toodaloo, everyone.
Bye.
Boy.